This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
A quick note, NPR is doing its annual podcast survey to better understand how you spend time with our podcasts. So help us out by completing a short anonymous survey at npr.org/podcast survey. All one word. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks. For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. So last week I played new music from Sylvan Esso, the duo of Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn, and I told you there'd be a new project from Amelia Meath. Well, that project is out. It's called The A's, and it's the duo of Amelia, and the other A is Alexandra Sauser-Monig. Together, they were part of the haunting folk trio Mountain Man. Well, The A's continue that love of twisting traditional folk music with new original sounds and a song called He Needs Me. Here's Alexandra Sauser-Monig.
We chose to use He Needs Me as the lead single off of our forthcoming album, Fruit, because its cartoonish nature and it having been written for the soundtrack of Popeye, which is such a beautiful real-life cartoon, just made sense because it felt like the nature of our record exists wholly within this one song. It's beautiful. It's full of strange noises made out of sounds like the tapping of a hand on the bottom of a metal water bottle or the brushing of a hand against nylon shorts or my voice pitched down to be a sluggish, strange bass line.
It's like a diamond dance, I'll take a chance, I will be 'cause he needs me. Oh, no one ever asked before, because they never needed me. But I does, but I do. Maybe it's because he's so alone. Maybe it's because he's never had a home. He needs me, he needs me, he needs me. He needs me. For once in life, I finally felt that someone really needed me.
Da 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 da
the A's. The fun sounds of Amelia Meath and Alexandra Salzharmonic, and the sounds of ice chunks and nylon shorts. Also string arrangements from Gabriel Kahane. The A's album, coming out in July, is called Fruit, and it's a joy. And so is a video they made for this song, which I'll put on the All Songs Considered site. I've fallen hard for the voice of S.G. Goodman. The artist is from Kentucky. I can't top the best description of her voice, which I read in a press release, and said it was born of singing with old ladies, singing in a church, which she did 3 times a week growing up. Her album Teeth Marks deals with the opioid crisis, queer dating, and on this song, Dead Soldiers, the toll of alcohol.
The title Dead Soldiers is a little bit misleading, and that I'm sure most listeners are people who would read the title would assume I was talking about victims of war. And I guess to some capacity I am, but maybe one more of a personal kind of war, and specifically a war around addiction. But I had never heard the term dead soldiers used in regards to alcohol before until my band and I were cleaning up a house show in Statesville, North Carolina. And the older gentleman who was hosting us that night, every time he would pick up an empty beer can off the floor, he would put it in the bag and say, "Another dead soldier." And I would hear this after probably about 6 months of having the first verse to the song, Dead Soldiers, but I didn't really know where it was going until that moment. And this song is about a friendship I have with a person who I love dearly, and I was trying to capture how it feels to be a witness to someone who's burning their life down. It's a really painful thing, and there's a lot of songs written from the point of view of the addict, but I wanted to write one from the point of view of the witness.
He poured gasoline on the flowers. Good night to the stars with the light on. Tin cans kept the hours. Looks like a man chopping wood for his funeral. And the man in the flame looks a lot like you.
S.G. Goodman and the song Dead Soldiers from her album Teeth Marks, which came out June 3rd, and it's a fantastic listen. The quartet from New Zealand, known as the Beths, have a new album coming in September. It's called Expert in a Dying Field. I'll play the debut cut, Silence is Golden, which is an ironic title for this sonic burst of amplified sound.
This is Liz and John from the Beths.
Silence is Golden came from the feeling where you're so anxious that every little sound just compounds and makes it worse and worse until you can't tolerate any sound at all, and any stimulation is just too stressful. We've been playing the song on tour as a sneak peek, and somehow the response is energetic and joyful and really fun. I guess the fun of it comes from the irony of responding to that anxiety with a song, and in our loudest and fastest, most unhinged mode.
When we recorded the song, there were a lot of feelings in the room, and we were highly tuned into each other and just smashing take after take without really talking, basically until we were done and couldn't play anymore. And we really like this feeling in the studio. It's always really special. Everyone's really focused and listening really deeply. And we kind of feel like we're Olympians, maybe like high jumpers or something. We run in again and again, just trying to beat our personal best and maybe even beat the world record.
Silence is golden.
The Beths having big fun with their song Silence is Golden. That cut is one of a dozen songs on their new album Expert in a Dying Field. It comes out September 16th on Car Park Records. It's break time, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan with new music from Madison Cunningham and a song about trying to stay sane in a world flowing with information. It's called Hospital.
Hospital started as a songwriting prompt, actually, that was given to me by one of my favorite songwriters, Mike Viola, and I went knocking on his door when I felt completely stuck musically, and so he gave me these terms and conditions, which were only 5 chords, a very primal beat, and the melody had to kind of be the star of the show. So with that, Hospital was formed, and it was really fun to write because it was very throwaway and very stream of consciousness, and I think it unlocked a lot of things that I was having a really hard time expressing at that time. Ultimately, I think the song is about confessing to operating at a deficit and feeling like you're not ever 100% yourself or fully functioning, but also confessing to the emotional cosmetics that, you know, this character is using to keep people on the outside of that knowledge, because it's a vulnerable thing to admit to weakness and to being and feeling unstable. So even though the subject matter sounds like it could be quite dark, it was a joyous song to write because it felt easy for once.
Well, you'll never see me dying on screen or microscope.
Thinking it could fall any minute. The fall I can't be reasoned with, no matter.
to mine. Living like this is just no way to die.
Madison Cunningham and the song Hospital. It's on her new album Revealer, which is out September 9th, plus an extensive U.S. tour that's happening right now and through the fall. There's also a crazy fun video for this song at npr.org/allsongs. Katie Bajuk is the artist formerly known as Free Cake for Every Creature, and she's here to tell us about her new song, Olive, New York.
A few years ago, my partner Francis and I moved from West Philly to upstate New York. He is from upstate New York, and so we were excited to be closer to his family and to potentially buy a house. We had spent most of our 20s traveling and playing in bands, so the idea of being kind of quiet art freaks in the woods was very appealing to us. So we moved up there, we got office jobs, we saved what we thought was enough money for a small down payment. And by the time we did, the housing market looked completely different with COVID changing things. Apparently, especially in upstate New York, you know, people were paying in cash and it became impossible for us to purchase an affordable home. And so all of New York is about our frustration with the process of trying to buy a home and take part in that American dream. And also the idea of being in love with the mythology of home ownership and imagining and the sadness of being unable to access that.
We found a house we can afford. It's in Olive, New York. There's a life that we could lead. Garden plots and shows and poverty.
Sky above our lives. Sky above our lives.
Three bedrooms with a small porch. A walk to the reservoir, perch in the cedars. But too far from anyone we know. And we're already so lonely. A stare at the star card wincing. Morning glories wrapped along the railing. American dreaming, American fiending. Each day we tell ourselves this is it. We're living. I love you and it's all temporary. The myth of temporality. I part my hair in the middle now like my mother did in the 70s. If I could stand in the night, dig my bare grass with only the sky to know me.
Sky above our lives. Sky above our lives. Sky above our lives.
Thank you.
Katie Bajic and the song Olive New York. Not I Love New York, but Olive, O-L-I-V-E, New York. It's on the album The Woman on the Moon. It's out June 24th on Double Double Whammy Records. And our final song today comes from an artist with an astonishing voice. Tamino is a Belgian-Egyptian musician I first heard at South by Southwest in 2019. His soaring voice reminded me of singer Jeff Buckley, and I immediately invited him to play a Tiny Desk concert, which he did so beautifully later that year. Now Tamino's putting out a record, his second, and on it he plays the oud, a perfect accompaniment to his voice, as it turns out. I'll take us out on the song called The First Disciple. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Hey, this is Tamino. I'm here to talk about The First Disciple, which is a new song of my new record, Sahar, which will be released in September. So this song means quite a lot to me, both lyrically as well as sonically. It was the first song in which I felt comfortable enough to play the oud quite prominently. The oud is actually, it's a traditional Arabic instrument, quite like the guitar. It's kind of the ancestor of the guitar. It has this beautiful, deep, melancholic sound and like a beautiful pear-shaped body. And largely thanks to my teacher, Tariq El Sayed, who is a Syrian musician who found refuge in Belgium. Largely thanks to him, I learned to play it quite well. And lyrically, this song, yeah, I feel like there's just a lot of ways of looking at it, which keeps it interesting. There's a lot of different interpretations and keeps me kind of finding out new things about it, which I think is cool.
Yeah.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to vuori.com/NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from IXL Online. Is your child asking questions on their homework you don't feel equipped to answer? IXL Learning uses advanced algorithms to give the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. One subscription gets you everything. One site for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And NPR listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/NPR.
In this country, some truths aren't self-evident. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as wide-ranging and real as the people who tell them, we celebrate the Black experience for all its soul and richness. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.